is for What's Universe Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Muslim worshippers celebrated Thursday Israel's decision to remove more security measures from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Hundreds converged near the holy site in Jerusalem's old city early Thursday after Israel removed railings and scaffolding where cameras were previously mounted from one entrance of the Haram al-Sharif compound known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Metal detectors had been removed Tuesday. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zuna said he understands the deep emotions displayed since the security apparatus was put in place following the July 14 killings of two Israeli policemen.
The Netanyahu government at this point may be thinking that the risk of terrorism and of violence, rather than being curbed by these security measures, may actually be worsened by the popular reaction to these security measures.
Rival Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas issued separate statements calling for more mass protests Friday. Meanwhile, Muslim leaders said they will decide Thursday whether worshippers can return to the mosque for prayers. Two German crewmen aboard a military helicopter assigned to the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali crashed Wednesday in the northern desert.
Es wurde kein Notruf durch die verunglückte Besatzung abgegeben.
The Deputy Inspector General of the German Armed Forces, Vice Admiral Joachim Rühle, said no emergency signal was emitted by the crew and the helicopter was burned completely. He said there is no evidence it was brought down intentionally. The Tiger helicopter crashed some 70 kilometers north of Gao. Investigators are expected to search for the flight data recorder Thursday. This is VOA News.